Global food patterns and populations are changing, and so are the strategies of many developing countries who are trying to stay competitive with evolving markets. According to a new report by the African Development Bank, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, and the Economic Community of West African States, the time should be now for West Africa's agriculture growth spurt. But many West African countries have been increasingly relying on food imports to meet their burgeoning urban food markets. This reflects the inability of their domestic food value chains to meet the evolving consumer demand. In this latest report, experts are pointing to potential solutions, solutions that emphasize regional integration. And to explain more, Frank Hollinger is an economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Hollinger, thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
The report highlights that while some progress has been made at national levels, there are still some challenges and roadblocks preventing countries from reaching their potential growth. What challenges are being referred to here?
Well, first of all, West African countries have made important progress in improving the agricultural policy framework for agricultural growth. However, implementing these plans has remained a challenge for several reasons. First of all, many of these plans have quite ambitious growth targets, which are often beyond the institutional, financial, and human resource capacity of West African countries. Many of the plans, therefore, rely heavily on external financial resources to be fully implemented. West African agriculture is becoming increasingly market-oriented, and the so-called downstream segments of the agri-food system, such as marketing, wholesaling, retail, agro-processing, and so on, are becoming increasingly important. And this requires that for agricultural policies to be really effective, increased policy coordination is key between areas that are beyond the mandates of ministries of agriculture, such as trade and industries, transport, energy, but also environment. Another point is that what we can see from other developing regions in the world, sustainable agricultural growth often takes time and requires a consistent policy framework over longer periods. In West Africa, policies were often not fully implemented or were abandoned or changed maybe after a relatively short period of time that was insufficient for these programs to really yield results. For example, ECOWAS member countries have agreed on a common agricultural policies based on reducing the dependency on food imports at the regional level, based on a regional market for agri-food products. However, after the 2008 food price crisis, several countries have introduced export bans or other measures which undermined regional integration. And such measures create mistrust amongst farmers and other private actors, which are the protagonists of agricultural growth.
I mean, speaking of solutions, the study speaks to regional integration. So what would regional integration mean for these countries?
Regional integration would allow countries to access a market of over 300 million persons, and this creates huge opportunities to expand intra-regional trade in making use of different production potentials and consumption patterns. A well-functioning regional market can also help reduce price volatility. For example, a deficit in one country can be reduced by food imports from neighboring countries. Through increased regional integration, West African countries could also benefit better from economies of scale in areas such as research, markets for seeds and fertilizer. For example, harmonized protocols for testing and releasing new seeds and varieties could speed up their availability across borders, as they would only have to be tested in one country rather than in every country separately.
What are the main areas of investment at the national level that need to be focused on in order to create sustainable long-term growth?
Well, fortunately, the need to expand agriculture investments has been broadly recognized and progress has been made towards meeting the 10% CADEP target. However, while more investments in agriculture are important, a better mix of investments is equally important. Recently, also in response to the food price crisis, many countries have spent substantial shares of their agricultural budgets on short-term measures, such as input subsidies. However, in order to achieve sustainable and inclusive growth in the long run, it is important to focus on the long-term drivers and structural building blocks of such growth. One important area is agricultural research and development, which has been neglected over the past 20 to 30 years. Agricultural research is crucial not only to increase yields, but also to allow farmers to better adapt to climate change. A second important area is building the skills base for agriculture in the 21st century. Agriculture is becoming increasingly knowledge-driven, so knowledge and skills need to be enhanced at all levels of the agri-food system, starting at the farm level, throughout agricultural value chains, up to consumers who need to better understand the nutrition and health implications of different diets.
Mr. Hollinger, thank you so much.
You're welcome.